Our scripture lessons this afternoon come from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 19 through 23, and then two verses from 1 Peter, chapter 3, verse 3 and 4, and I'm reading from the New King James Version this afternoon. Matthew, chapter 6, verses 19 to 23. Please stand if you're able. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? And then 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We've all heard the saying, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, which speaks to the fact that beauty is subjective depending on the opinion of the person looking. Now, if I asked you ladies to give me a name of a beautiful man, who would you say?
My husband.
Well, that's a good answer. Other than your husband or your mate. That's the good answer. Other than your husband or your mate. We always say Denzel. Give me another. Who? Hugh Jackman?
Brad Pitt.
Who else? How about Idris Elba? Morris Chestnut? How about Shamar Moore? Sorry, man. I knew that would get you stirred up. I wanted to wake you up. So as opinions vary from person to person, so our perception has a lot to do with how we see things. Our perception of whether a person is beautiful or not can change depending on the behavior of that person.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
Hence, another familiar saying, what? Beauty? What's the other one?
Skin deep.
Beauty is only skin deep. Amen. How many of you have at first glance thought someone to be very attractive? Until closer contact with that individual caused their beauty, amen, to diminish. A person can go from attractive to unattractive in short order if their behavior is ugly. Amen. Perception is the key to everything in life. And hopefully as Christians, how we see things is shaped by our faith in Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 6 suggests that there is a link between how we see things and what we treasure or value most in life. In it, Jesus describes for his disciple the type of spiritual vision they should have. Proper spiritual vision requires that we see things from God's point of view.
Amen.
And to see things from God's point of view, he must be the supreme treasure of our hearts. As verse 21 says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Amen? The word heart refers to the center of our personality, what we embrace with our mind, will, and emotions. In other words, what you see as valuable will take central place in your life. You will make room for it, spend your resources for it, and give time to it.
Amen.
Now, every year during the month of October at Grace, we focus on stewardship. Stewardship is about treasure and what we do with it. Psalm 24:1 says, the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. And since everything belongs to God, including us, we are called to be faithful caretakers of what he's given to us. And that includes our lives. Excuse me. We have the opportunity to live in a way that brings glory to God, in a way that impacts the lives of others for good, or we can choose to selfishly focus on how we can please ourselves.
Amen.
It all depends upon which lens you choose to look through.
Amen.
And we are constantly making that choice each moment of the day. Jesus says the eye is the lamp of the body.
Uh-huh.
A lamp illuminates the dark. What is illuminating you? Amen. The psalmist prays in Psalm 119, verse 15, saying, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Amen.
When you look at the world, what lens do you look through? The lens of Scripture or the lens of the world?
All right.
Do you have good eyes? The world we live in is preoccupied with the superficial, and the media constantly flashes images before us of what beauty is. And then we as women compare ourselves to others around us, and we think, I look better than her, or I'm too short, I'm too round, I'm too thin, I'm too tall. My nose is too wide. My lips are too big. My hair is too coarse or not coarse enough. We spend a lot of time and money and effort to make sure our outward appearance is beautiful. And you all look so beautiful today. But do we give as much attention to the beauty of our inner person? Some of us will get up early to go to the gym and work on our physical bodies, but can't find the time for prayer and devotion to work on our soul. That's why 1 Peter 3 says, do not let your adornment be merely. See, some folks say, oh no, that means you're not supposed to look good. Nobody wants to be walking around looking like a sad sack.
That's right.
Amen. And the truth of the matter is this. We're not looking at ourselves, but our husbands are looking at us.
Amen.
And they don't want to be looking at some sad sack either.
Amen.
Tell the truth.
That's right.
But our adornment can't be merely outward. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and a quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. Incorruptible means fading. And as women, we are certainly concerned about our beauty fading.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
We buy every cream. Amen. Drink every kind of nutritional supplement. Amen. Anything that's going to tighten up and keep us from drooping and sagging. Amen. I told you, men, I'm sorry, this is for the women. But inner beauty is something that time and age cannot change, which corresponds with Jesus' instruction to lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy, where thieves do not break in and steal. Now, while styles and fashions change, hair becomes gray and grayer every day, jewelry tarnishes and clothes wear out, there is a beauty that is everlasting.
Amen.
The inner beauty of the heart.
Amen.
But it all depends on your sight and what you treasure. Because Jesus said, where your treasure is, what? There your heart will be also. Now again, there's nothing wrong with wanting to look our best. Our outward appearance is a witness too. And when we look our best, we often feel our best. But if we work hard at our outward appearance while neglecting the things that will draw people to Christ and bring glory to God, we are missing the mark of what God is calling us to do and be as an image bearer of Christ. Do you know that's who you are?
Amen.
You are an image bearer of Christ. Amen. You reflect his image so that when people see us, they see past the external to a deep beauty that radiates from within. The beauty that comes from a life that has been transformed by the Spirit of Christ. If you've known Christ for a long time and something hasn't changed about you, then you need to do some soul searching.
Amen.
And that,
Lord have mercy.
Because something happens when we know Jesus.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Transformation takes place. So therefore, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control should be what radiates from us. Amen.
Amen.
Is Christ the center focus of your life? Does his word govern your perceptions, your desires, your motives, and ultimately your actions? Does it? Think about that. What lens focuses your perception in every circumstance in life? Can your buttons easily be pushed? Can you just as soon kiss somebody as kill them? Can you just as quick bless them as curse them? Think about that. You know, there are some people who no matter what find a way to point out the negative in every situation. They think someone is always out to get them and to do something against them. Conversely, there are people who look for the silver lining. Amen. In every cloud. They choose to focus on the good no matter what the situation is. Now, one is like Pigpen in Dr. Schultz's cartoon. Amen. They leave a trail of dirt and negativity everywhere they go. Amen. Did you all watch Pigpen? Amen. Some women and some men.
Amen.
Are like Pigpen.
Come on, you preaching.
Leave a trail. Amen. But other people make you feel good when you leave their presence.
That's right.
They have made their mark on you. Amen.
Amen.
Which would you rather be? Amen. Which person can be more useful to God, to building his kingdom in the world? Now, often as women, we have an image problem, though we hide it well. We hide it with lovely hairstyles and sharp clothes. And we get our fingers and nails done, but I don't. But we get our nails done.
Well.
Amen. But we have an image problem. We see ourselves through the incorrect lens of what people have said about us when we were growing up. How our family members and our friends treat us. Or even how our husbands treat us. Even though the word does say that the husband is supposed to love his wife like Christ loved the church.
Jesus.
And when people have spoken negative things into our lives, sometimes we begin then to reflect what they said rather than be the person that Christ created us to be.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new." Now, we know that's a process, amen? But again, like I said before, if you're the same as you were the day you said, "Jesus, I give my life to you. Forgive me of my sins. Be my Savior." If you haven't changed, you need to come back to the altar.
Amen.
Something's wrong.
Something's wrong.
He transforms lives.
Yes.
We can shed the brokenness of the past and put on the corrective lens of our new life in Jesus Christ, through which we can see the world properly. And when our spiritual vision is corrected, we see ourselves as beloved daughters and sons of the Most High God. Amen?
Amen.
And then we can help others see their belovedness as well. That's what God is calling us to do. Amen. He blesses you so that you can bless somebody else.
Amen.
He heals you so that you can be a vessel of healing to somebody else. Amen.
Amen.
He gives to you so you can then give to someone else.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
He releases you so you can release someone else. Amen.
Amen.
That's what he calls us to do.
Amen.
But if our light is dark, amen, then all we see is darkness.
Amen.
Then we can be of no use to somebody else. Jesus said the lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, check yourself. If your eye is bad, it doesn't have to stay that way. Repent. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes we just need to say, God, I'm wrong.
Amen.
Father, forgive me. Help me not to walk in darkness any longer. Not just folk who don't know Christ. I'm talking about people who do know Christ and walk in darkness. And that doesn't make any sense. Amen? No sense. Repent. Turn away from the darkness. Turn toward the light. Because if your body is full of darkness, how great will that darkness be?
Amen.
Who wants to walk around in the dark? Amen.
Amen.
Women, we have the opportunity to influence everybody around us, and we do. Either for the good, amen, or for the bad, amen. The young people in our lives, they need to see the light of Christ in us. Our children, our grandchildren, our nieces and our nephews, our brothers and our sisters, they need to see the light of Christ in us because this world is dark. But we're the light. But you can't be the light if darkness still resides in you. Shed the darkness.
Amen.
Let the light in.
Amen.
Do you have good eyes? Do you? Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you. We thank you because your word is true. We thank you for your patience. Because throughout your word, you have spoken to your people. God, you chastise us and you call us back into your transformative presence. So God, I ask you that once again, you would purify our hearts, that we would lay aside any and every bad attitude, motivation, or desire that would keep us from being the beautiful vessels of light that you have designed us to be, Father. Break the chains of our past. Set us free from every lie of the devil. Give us a holy boldness to rebuke the devil and to claim your truth and to walk in your light, God, that you might use us and that our lives might bring you glory. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.